Welcome to Free on Your Birthday. Bart Scott, we are back after a little over a year.
Yeah, it's been over a year, right?
53 weeks since we've done a new episode, but we're here for a specific reason.
Yes.
And we're going to get to that, but I think we have to explain a little bit of how we ended up here, because this is actually day two.
This is take two.
This is take two of this episode. We've been working on a couple ideas.
Yeah.
Since you moved here, by the way, welcome to Tennessee.
Thank you.
And we've come up with an idea that we think you guys are going to like. We've been
working
on it. Never
want to leave.
Which is too bad. Too bad. Sometimes you have to travel. Coming up soon. But when it comes to us coming up with ideas, this idea we've been kind of working on a little bit in some sort of form or incarnation for a while. Because, Bart, you and I both, maybe we swing up and down.
Yes.
We bounced.
The whole booth.
Swing was the wrong word.
The whole booth just turned around.
I mean, our weight. Yes. What do you call that? Ping pongs?
It yo-yos is what they said that you're not supposed to
yo-yos.
Do.
Ping pong also.
That's what I do, but you're not supposed to.
It's what I do too. I think the last time we recorded an episode, I was like down like 60 pounds, and I believe I've gained that plus some.
That's a good question. I know I was less than I am now. Actually, I might be in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's not good either way.
What's Applebee's slogan?
Eating good in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I've been doing that.
We've been eating good in the neighborhood.
No, I've been eating bad in the neighborhood. That's the problem.
And that is a problem. And we've talked about this, especially with the lockdown.
Yeah.
Is we were doing okay. I feel like I was doing okay. I was working out.
Oh, yeah. We were both doing good, I think, I was doing great prior to lockdown. I mean, from where I had been.
Yeah. I had dropped last year like 45 pounds. My problem was I got down to, and I'm okay with saying this, I was over 300 pounds. I am again. Just spoiler alert.
Oh my.
And I dropped down like 260, 270, somewhere in that range, and I hit a wall. And your body does this. I have a doctor who kind of goes through it, and he was like, you got to lose weight. And we worked on it. He's like, your body's going to do this. Don't get discouraged. And guess what happened? After like a month or two of not moving the needle and torturing myself, what felt like the way I was eating and working out and it not moving, I slowly got more frustrated. And the weight started going up. But I still was working out pretty heavy. I was doing boxing and MMA. And then the COVID hit, and I couldn't really be wrestling around with people anymore.
No.
And that ended my my training. So not only did I was losing muscle mass and strength as I have now, I was also gaining a lot of weight. So I've gained a lot of weight. And I think both of us are at the point where we need to do something about it. But we need some motivation also.
Oh, for sure. Because I was in the same boat. Well, because we went... I told the story the first time we tried this, but we were able to go. We were fortunate enough to be able to go down to Disney back in January, right at the start of the new year. And it was a great trip. But I remember being like, man, I wish I'd had some time to prepare for this, you know, and
it was a last minute.
It was a very last minute thing. You got invited down and I was able to go with you for WW Today to cover some stuff. And I remember us waiting in line to get on Flight of Passage. And I was quietly having a meltdown in my head, like, am I going to fit on this dang thing? And I actually did, which was good. But as we've often said, I think the problem with that is more legs and height than it even is necessarily girth.
Yeah.
But then I got home and within a couple of days had an annual physical. And my doctor just came in and was like, look, let's quit screwing around. You know, I'm already been on blood pressure medication for a while. He's like, you've got to lose weight or we're going to have to up the medicine. So which is going to be, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I got real serious and he put me on he recommended a certain plan and I did that. Like I said, it was mostly just low carb. It's called the DASH diet, but it's not that different from keto or South Beach. And every time I say that, I'm going to get a bunch of messages. They're all different.
It's the ones that sound really good on paper.
Yeah.
You're like, you can eat all the meat you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you just got to stay away from bread.
Yep.
And then, I always have felt that
it's fun for a couple of days and then you're like, good Lord, I just want some pasta.
Yeah, I don't need another pepperoni.
Now, I will say that like in the last couple of weeks, I've been trying to be good and I've only been eating, the only bread I've been eating with a few exceptions, like today's Friday, I had a little garlic bread, but whatever, leave me alone. But I've been eating the Bible bread. What's it called?
Ezekiel bread. The one that feels like a brick in your stomach.
Man, it's dense. I mean, it's bread that eats like meat. It's pretty, but
that's the slogan. It says that on the back. It's just bread that eats like meat.
But it's no sugar, no flour. It's a grain bread. It's made from grain and beans, basically.
There's no part of it that tastes like bread to me.
Now I like it. It took me after a couple of days, I got into it. Okay. So now I really like it. But still, yeah, I was doing great. I was down probably 26 pounds at the beginning of March.
Yeah.
Which was the last time I came down prior to the lockdown. And then the lockdown hit, and, you know, for the first week or two, everybody's like, ah, we're eating our snacks. We're just in the house. We're having wine, eating whatever. And then it's like, oh, next week we'll get better. Yeah. Next, which is like the eternal lie we always tell ourselves. Next week I'm going to start eating healthy. And then
12 weeks later.
Yeah, exactly. And here we are. And it's bad. I had hit my the highest I'd ever been last week. And so that's why I kind of jumped the gun a little bit and said, I can't wait just to do a podcast.
Yeah, I had hit. And I know this is not what you guys listen. So guess what? There's going to be some stuff you're going to like coming up here. Yeah, but I had hit
my highest. It's not just us talking about how fat we are.
No, I had hit my highest about 2 weeks ago as well. And just subconsciously, I've consciously made better choices. I still am not like making great choices. Like if the kids have McDonald's, I'm not going to have been not partaking, but it hasn't been as regular. I've been at the office a lot more now that we're not just eating whatever the kids eat, which is typically chicken fingers and, you know, the kid food. And kids have, you know, they can do that. But at this point, I know my blood pressure, I don't have to take blood pressure medicine, but my blood pressure was at a point where the doctor was like, you want to lose weight or you want a stroke? And I was like, okay. And I took it seriously. But somehow still, a year later, here we are. Now,
and we both have the thing where we're carrying it right in our trunk, as they say, which is like the worst possible scenario. But,
And how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot even.
Yeah, and I'm like, I think right about
I'm like 5'11 and a half or something.
And I'm like 6'6"-ish, 6'1".
Yeah.
So we're about right about the same size.
Mm-hmm.
So this should be a fun, now we're 10 years apart. So let's see what happens here. Because I have to say, I dropped about 100 pounds.
Probably another reason I needed a head start.
Look, when I was like 25, I lost like 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And was down to, I was wearing a size medium or a size large, which had never happened. But that obviously stayed on. But that was 10 years ago when I could drop 20 or 30 pounds in a week.
Yeah.
So with that, let's take a pause on there. During the quarantine, what's also happened is I have really kicked up. Mm-hmm. And I think by proxy, you have at least... I've been a little bit of eye candy.
In the last year or so, you've definitely become an enabler and you've influenced me to look.
Not food.
No, we're not talking about food now.
Yeah, no, we've moved on.
Basically, what we're going to tell you is that we've always wanted to do, we've each both said we should do this kind of podcast or we should do this kind of podcast because, you know, free on your birthday and even that show we did prior to that. Yeah.
I don't know. Is it Voldemort? We can't even say
no,
it.
No,
on BLT lunch break.
Have been shows about nothing. We've always like, God, we need a niche. Again, we're inspired by our friends at the podcast.
And if anything, BLT, the whole point was on your lunch break. It was an eating related.
Yeah.
And free on your birthday, the joke behind that was like you get a piece of cake on your birthday if you go to like a restaurant.
Right.
Like it was something.
Everything's food related.
I feel like it was food related and it was maybe... not encouraging the best of behavior.
Well, that's the same. Even when I would regularly post videos on YouTube, people would always be like, because every once in a while I would try something, like if Burger King did the Angriest Whopper or the Monster Whopper, I'd be like, well, let me go try. That's something. That's content. Be like, that's what we should do. We want to see you eating crazy things. I'm like, I can't go down that road because once you start, it gets sad after a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
But what has kicked up is my collecting. In the really last year, my collecting has become... a bit absurd where I'm on collectors forums and collectors groups, not really forums. What is it? The 90s collectors, Facebook groups,
message boards.
I have a bunch of friends who I collect with and send stuff and we all talk. And whether that is, I collect a lot of Kiss memorabilia. I collect wrestling memorabilia. I collect a lot of action figures, wrestling action figures, Star Wars, Ghostbusters, kind of a lot of big tentpole, pop culture property.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of people out there that also collect other stuff. Like I said, the boys, the podcast, their whole thing is really a collecting podcast. When you look at its heart, it's collecting and drinking bourbon. So we've been going back and forth and a lot of it's even happened in the last few weeks because Zombie Sailor.
Yeah.
He put out that he found a case fresh or cases of Congo action figures. And again, until that moment, I used to have the Congo action. It's Congo from 1995.
You might need to remind people, Congo was a movie in 1995. It was like the follow-up to Jurassic Park, because Jurassic Park, you know, written by Michael Crichton, was this huge, mega, massive hit. And ironically, last week it was number one at the box office again.
Yeah.
Because it was re-released in UK cinemas kind of start jump-starting the
UK
industry.
UK cinemas.
And so back in the 90s, they're like, well, let's make every book that Michael Crichton ever wrote into a movie. They literally did. They did Congo. They did Sphere. They did, I forget
oh,
what.
I forgot about Sphere.
Rising Sun. The one with Disclosure with Michael Keaton and Demi Moore. Anything he made. But so Congo was kind of like Jurassic Park, but this one dealt with gorillas.
Yeah, it was gorillas. They go to the
gorillas.
I just watched the movie last night. So it's fresh on my mind. The reason I watched it is because this guy, Zombie Sailor, who I become a fan of through a wrestling figure podcast, who also, they call him the time traveling toy salesman. And he goes and finds cases in warehouses of action figures that still exist from the 80s and 90s. And then he sells them. And he sells them to suckers like me who are like, I need a full set of Congo action figures mint on card that have never been touched. But we know in this community, and for you on your birthday, there have been a lot of collectors out there. Always, it's kind of been a running thing, I think, since we kind of relaunched with Free on Your Birthday a couple years ago, was Funko Pop collecting for you and just collecting in general. And we always kind of talked about, you pick anything up this week?
Yeah.
But now we're going to kind of take a very specific look and a very specific angle of a show that both is going to merge losing weight and collecting. Stuff.
We're going to lose weight and gain stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it is a new show that Bart and I are launching. It is called Watching My Figures. And it is both you giggle even when I say it, because you know what I say, it's a great name, Watching My Figures, and it's going to be a podcast, you can get it on your podcast app, but also, more importantly, you can join in on the fun, because here was sort of the thing too, is obviously when we're dealing with this situation, my wife and your wife, both I'm sure, I know my wife's been like, okay, because my wife works out like 4 times a week, she's like, you got to get this in check, like, I mean, I love you and all, but like, I want you to be here for the kids in 10 years in all seriousness. So I get it. And like, I've been known to dabble with some acid reflux from time to time, some heartburn once in a while.
I'm having it right now. Actually. Yeah.
So I get it. Like and she's seen my complaints. So I get it. But she also has seen, especially during the quarantine, because collecting has picked up during the quarantine because it's been a little less to do. And I've been spending a little more time on eBay and in these Facebook groups. I got a couple of packets right after that.
You just did what I call buffet fingers. Like,
look at this. Shut up. So during the quarantine, I've been collecting a lot. I've been collecting specifically early 90s WWF Hasbro figures, which a lot of you guys grew up with. And they've been coming. There's like, I don't know, I probably collected 60 or 70 now, and there's quite a bit more to get. And my wife has seen these boxes roll in, and then she dealt with the year of Kiss collecting where just stuff just rolled in. And I still Kiss collect. I've got something coming. I had something come this week, but I got sort of the major things I really wanted. And there's something about, like, Kiss being a live performance band and not being able to go see them right now, that kind of bums me out.
You
want to
get more stuff, yeah.
So, but it does make me want to get more stuff. And I have to say, and I don't know if you feel this, and I feel this as a 35-year-old man who has a man loft, as I call it. There is a weird feeling when you walk in to a room, and I know this is going to sound very poetic and very ridiculous. I like being around my stuff.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Like, it makes me happy.
Well, especially now that we've moved here and I have an office of my own, which was like my one stipulation or that I wanted. And I've hung some, like, I've had stuff, literally, like, wall hanging stuff. That's probably my favorite thing. Like, I had a couple, the summer after my wife and I got married, we used to go to, there was, at the first Sunday of every month, there was a huge flea market at the local fairgrounds. And I found these two tin Jimmy Buffett related street signs. One was says Jimmy Buffett Boulevard, and the other one just says Margaritaville or something like that. And they've literally sat, first they went into the garage of our condo, and then they were in the garage of our house for, well, I got married in 2002, so 18 years. I've had nowhere to hang them. I finally, the first thing I did when I got there was like, get a hammer and nail, and I hung these signs up.
That's awesome.
So I've started hanging stuff, and it's like, I'll just go in there and sit. Be among my stuff.
I know. It's a great feeling.
And just look at it, you know? To the point what you just said about it, especially, like you said, you can't go see Kiss right now, but it makes you want to get more stuff. I told you, like, last night, I just fell down this rabbit hole of bidding on Epcot prints, like poster prints.
Yeah.
Because I can't go there, and I want to be there. And I'm like, I found one. It was a old Epcot Center poster. I found one from... It's many people have seen it. It looks like it's Spaceship Earth, but it's kind of set against stars. And it says the future begins October 1st, 1982. And like, I just started going crazy. But I think I ended up getting like 4 or 5 of them. I don't know if I have wall space for all of
them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The wall space becomes a problem because that's my problem right now.
And I realized by the second or third one I won, it's the same guy. So he said, I'm only going to charge you shipping one time. I'm like, well, God bless you. I'm going to get another one.
What else you got there? Yeah.
Give me this one for $15. I'll take it.
Hey, buddy. Are they like reprints, presumably?
I think so. I think he's like got a printer in his basement and he's shooting these things out.
I've been dealing with that because I've wanted to start. Riker, my son, is a big wrestling fan. We all are, but he's a big wrestling fan. And he gets, we get the Wrestle Crate, Pro Wrestling Crate, that comes with autographs. And he's a wrestling wall. in his playroom, but we're starting to kind of run out of room, same kind of thing. And he's getting wrestlers he also doesn't know about or care about, mm-hmm. but he wants to keep the autographs. So we started thinking about like 8x10 collecting and getting binders to put them in.
That's a good idea.
Because we're running out of wall space. And we don't know what to do with them. And I feel like that's something that I've looked at, but there's a big thing in that collecting group too about what would you rather have, like a pristine autograph on a reprinted 8x10 or the original 8x10s that they ran back in the 80s. So I've been looking for, like I started going, I would like to get everyone who appeared at WrestleMania 3. It was kind of the biggest wrestling event ever.
Okay.
So I was like, that'd be cool to have 8x10 signed, like the original promo shots of them. But like for Hulk Hogan, like he still sells the ones, but he's like doing that. I think he's spitting them out of a printer.
Yeah, he's just got a printer somewhere.
So like, would I rather have that for cheaper, or do I want an original 8x10 that's a lot more money? Because some of those go for like $200. Because they're so rare.
If there's a chance you might use it as an investment and sell it one day, then yeah, you probably want the original. But to me, if you can get a reprint, but it's actually coming from Hulk Hogan, to me, that's more valuable.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards that too. I have to start kind of putting that mind on.
Is he signing them?
Yeah.
So you've got a hand, if you can get a hand signed anything from the actual person.
It's better that it's a reprinted photo than I got a couple of Vinnie Vincents like that too. He reprinted the Kiss promos from the '80s.
Man, I wish to God I still had these. I used to have autographs from Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Jake the Snake, and I forget who else. I think maybe Big John Studd.
Uh-huh.
But I think he just signed Big John S. Because my dad ran into them at the airport one morning, and they were sitting in a coffee shop, so he got them to sign napkins. So they all signed cocktail napkins.
That's cool.
And they're long gone, but that would be, I would rather have those right now than an 8x10 of them. But.
Well, here's what we're doing. So to get back on track before we need to wrap up this version of Free on Your Birthday is our wife said, listen, we know you guys love collecting. We know your lives lose weight. Now, my wife has agreed to this. We got to make sure that Wendy agrees for this. I think she will because it's coming from the same pot. It's dealing with what you got to deal with, but it should help us in this, which is for every pound we lose, we will be given from our spouses $5 in fun money, which means for every 20 pounds we lose, we get $100 in fun money. Now, here's the deal. As you and I both know, that 20 pounds, that first 20 pounds, we're going to rock that a couple
of weeks. Tends to go pretty easily, yeah.
Then we're going to see, it may slow down a little bit. That doesn't mean it's the only thing we're going to collect with, but it's a fun game. We hope you play it at home as well. Tell your wife, look, I love collecting, or your husband, or your significant other, or doing it yourself. Just how about just a challenge for you?
Reward yourself. Just put it on account. You don't have to literally hand them a $5 bill or whatever.
And you could just say, you know, I'm going to do this for myself. Because I was talking to my doctor, and I told him this idea, and he goes, it's good to replace addictions with other addictions. And I think he was making maybe a joke and making fun of me.
Is it that?
No, I think that's what I meant. Bad. No, I'm saying, I think he was
like, making a joke. You know, okay, good.
He was maybe making a joke, but I think he said it's good to like reward yourself and to come up with this idea. So, you know, we've been developing this, and again, it's called Watching My Figure. It's going to be a new podcast. We'll post all the links when they're up. But there is a way for you guys to get involved and to help us out. Bart and I, we both put out lots of content. I put out a daily radio show, plus WDW Today, plus Scare Zone. You put out the Sasquatch Lounge. Also on Scare Zone with me. Mm-hmm. You've also sit in on WDW Day and the reprogram. We put out, and you do your YouTube. I put out my YouTube channel. We do a lot of stuff. And we really wanted to come up with a way, not obviously to support those things, but also to get people involved in the conversation and be part of this journey with us. Because we know a lot of you, look, let's just be honest, folks. A lot of you out there struggle with these same problems that we do. I know you. Look, we all know. Look, I'm not blind to myself. I know that you probably look at yourself and go, I could use this accountability. I know some of you don't. And look, we still want you to be involved too. And you can be a part of the conversation. But for those that do, we are launching in conjunction with Watching My Figures, the free audio podcast. We are going to launch at the same time a Patreon where you can go and support this show, not only financially, but also we're going to give you some cool stuff. Because this is a collector's podcast, we're going to kind of plus it up a little bit, Bart. So I'm going to go through.
We're going to build a community, if you will.
Build a community. And also, like I said, like the boys in the podcast do, they have virtual barn night. Well, we're going to have what our version of that, which is a little nerdier, a little geekier, and maybe a little bit more our pace.
As are we.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who are we trying to pretend? Like, we're not whiskey collectors at this point. We may enjoy one or two, but you know.
But that's the thing. Maybe it's just that we have addictive personalities, because every time I hang around those two or listen to their show, then I find myself in the liquor store going, do I want to spend $70 on a bottle? Can't do it, but.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. I understand. Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. There's going to be three tiers. I'm going to lead you through it right now. It's actually, when you're hearing this, they should be up right now. And we're going to get to what you can get right now, which is pretty funny because we've gone through this now. Like I said, this is the second take of us doing this.
Yes.
For $4.99 a month, you get the early bird, which is shows when they're ready, when we're done. And the only way you're going to be able to get the video version of the show. And since we're a collecting podcast, I feel like that's going to be
pretty. You kind of want to see what we're talking
about. Us talking. We'll put up some images and maybe we'll bring in our collectibles and we'll talk about them. So that is for $4.99. Early bird obviously is a reference to the Star Wars early bird. You know that?
Yeah, wait. Explain. I thought so. I thought we talked about it this morning, but now I'm not sure if I do.
So back in 1977, the action figures were not ready.
All right, so you got the car, you got the box.
So you got the early bird
with the
box.
Pictures. That's the, right.
The early bird certificate package, which I'm actually, I may have already reached out to a comic book store recently and been like, can you get me one of those certificate packages? Because there's a new thing that I'm trying to collect, which is called, I think of it as like the rookie cards of all the collectors. So I got one for Henson. I'm like, I'd like to have the rookie card for Star Wars. And this is the rookie card for Star Wars.
Is that a collector's box?
Is that the first thing that they put out? No, was that early bird collector's box? So for early bird, though, is $5 a month. $4.99, actually. $4.99. You know, that, we're trying to go old Toys R Us on you here with the pricing.
That's right.
You got to do the 99. For $9.99, you get the MOC, the Mint on Card, which is you're going to get access to a Patreon exclusive group, which not only will you be able to buy, sell, and trade collectibles, but also we're going to try to keep you and help you along your weight loss journey and then inevitably your fitness journey. We want people to share kind of both sides of that. Plus, you're going to get the
video. And that's a private group.
Oh, yeah. Private. Right. It's just among friends.
Yep.
And you'll get access to inevitably an exclusive merch store. We're going to have collectibles in there for that are show related, which is going to be really fun. That's something I think both of us, since we even started the other shows, we've always been like, hey, can we do Funko Pops? Can we do action figures of like stuff? Yeah. Can we do more shirts? So I know this is kind of catering to you guys. Plus, you're obviously going to get the video and you're going to get the shows when they're ready. So before they drop, you'll get them there. And then my favorite one, which I can't wait to do this, which again, we're taking a little bit of some inspiration from the boys at the podcast. They do every month, they do virtual barn night where everyone hangs out on Zoom and they enjoy bourbon and they talk and they have fun. We said we'd like to do the same thing. So we're doing, again, a little bit more immature, maybe a little bit more, a little bit more geeky. We are doing virtual show and tell nights. So it's the show and tell nights Patreon level. It's $19.99 a month. It's going to be very limited amount of people because it's on Zoom. Because we're going to do once a month, me and you are going to hang out with you guys and we're going to talk
at
collectibles.
Least at least once a month.
One
never
minimum.
Knows.
Yeah, no, I'm sure we're going to be going live a bunch.
Logan might pop in from his hot tub.
I do that all the time already. So yeah, expect some, I call it a little hot tub sitting. Yeah. And so once a month, Bart and I will host a live Zoom show and tell night. Well, we'll talk about collectibles. We'll share our stuff. We'll talk about our weight loss journey and however that's going. Mm-hmm. And then whatever else. We'll just hang out and have a really good time with you guys who have been loyal through us through the Free On Your Birthday and through BLT and all of our other brands. And we really appreciate it. But what that does, obviously, that helps keep the show going. It helps us encourage, helps our support and all that. And obviously helps us get more stuff and collectibles. Yeah. But also, it honestly seems like it would just be a lot of fun. But we do have to limit that one because if you get to a certain amount of people on Zoom, it's going to be where people aren't going to have that connection.
Right.
So we're launching that now. We would love for you to be a part of it. And there's going to be more coming soon. But we just want to let you know what's happening. Watching my figures. And here's the deal. If you sign up for the Patreon right now, there is one thing that's available. And by the way, on the very first episode, we are going to have a limited edition collectible that is based on Watching My Figures. So the first episode, we're going to have it. So you're going to make sure that you're a part of this. And guess what? If you're in the Patreon, you get it first. There's going to be a Watching My Figures collectible released during the first show. That's a limited edition.
Nice.
So I'm working on that right now.
We haven't really hammered out. So, I mean, we're not going to like weigh in every week, right?
But we're not. We're,
are we?
Why not?
But are we going to start?
How do we know?
Do we really? I thought we were going to just write down our initial weight and like seal it in a envelope somewhere and announce
it. I'm not ashamed. That's up to you.
We can. No, that's fine.
I think it's important to be like, look, if you're going to be part of this journey with us, let's just tell people. I mean, look, I'll tell you, this morning when I looked at it, I think it was like, oh, like 306. Like, I'm not going to be able to lie.
Okay.
So I don't really care. You know what? If you're going to be part of this journey, but I understand if people, some people won't want to do that. You don't feel like you're bullied into telling people
your weight. Well, this morning I was 326. So.
Okay. So and that's you got down a head start.
6 pounds from you where know what? I was Monday.
Well, I was at 315. Yeah. And that's why I've dropped like 10
that's
pounds.
True. That's just water weight. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Fine.
It's true, but you know, it is. It's a win. A win's a win.
And a
you
win
know
is
what?
A win.
You know what? $1 equals $5. So you know what?
That's right.
Who cares? Our wives can't say anything.
We paid for one of my posters.
Yeah, that's called figure money. That's called that. That's so right. Watching my figures. It's available now. And here's what you get if you sign up for the Patreon now, which I think we're never going to release this version. The first take we did of this, Bart, I think this is a very free on your birthday story.
Right. Yes.
So Bart and I have not recorded this kind of show in over a year.
That's correct.
Over a year, we sit down and record. We are about 18 minutes in, and you could just see, and I could just see something was happening. We've done most of this pitch already once.
Yeah, we pretty much had gone through all of this. But I looked over, my phone was ringing, and it was my wife, and I'm like, okay, fine. And you were coming over for dinner last night.
Yeah.
So I figured it was going to be, what time are you going to be home? Can you stop and get this? Whatever, you know.
And that was part of the show. It was like, we were going to have like almost a big meal together.
Yeah. So I hit the, you know, whatever, ignore button. 2 seconds later, she's calling again. I'm like, what? Did she not get the hint? Hit the ignore button again. 2 seconds later, she's calling again. I'm like, this is not good.
Yeah. And I could see it in your eyes.
She would not call me 3 times in a row unless it's important.
You hear me say like, do you need to take
that? Yeah. You guys say, do you need to take that? And you're like, do you want to take it on the air? And I'm like, I don't know if that's a good idea. She's not going to call so many times. And I answer. And she just goes, you need to come meet me at the emergency room. Macy, our youngest daughter, broke her arm. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you hear me go, oh no, or something.
If you want to hear the reaction.
It's the weirdest reaction.
Well, you've been in Tennessee. How long? 3 weeks?
Just a shy of them. No, actually, we've been in Tennessee. Tomorrow will be a month.
Then already.
And we're leaving the same day.
Yeah.
Because the 1 month anniversary we've been here, we're leaving.
You're not leaving forever.
But only for a couple days.
Because of other previous things, and she's going to maybe have to have some more medical procedures done.
I assume, it's like, I didn't have time to find out where she's like, just meet me at I'm not going to tell you what it's called.
I
live. Although my sister-in-law already posted her address on Facebook, basically.
That's nice.
So I go, and I'm like, I don't know, did she fall off her bike? What happened? You know, and she's eight. She's the baby. She's a little peanut. Like, if she said it was my son, he's been playing hockey for 5 years. I mean, you never want to get this call, period.
But it's your baby.
You know, it is. And it's like, if she calls that Sean broke his arm because he's at a hockey clinic, I don't want that to happen. But you're almost like, okay, I was prepared for this. It goes to the territory. But when the little one does it, you're like, oh, God, you know.
And what happened? Can you tell us what happened?
So she was trying to be helpful. They had gotten home from the grocery store. And, you know, we've got a minivan. And she was going to close the back of the van because my wife had taken all the groceries and so she was putting them away. But she can't reach the button at the top of the hatch. And so not realizing she could just go around to the front door and do it, she went and got a step ladder, which she also doesn't know that you have to like pull all the way out and put the things down with her. And apparently just climbed up and went straight down and landed on her arm and broke it. She broke the ulna and the other bone.
The Nina, the Pinta.
The Nina and the Pinta.
Yeah.
And fractured the Santa Maria. So we took her to the emergency room, and they said it and everything. And they even said, you know, you're going to want to have a specialist look at this. And we happen to have a very close family friend who's one of the top specialists in the area where we used to live. He did my hand surgery, and he's highly rated and whatever. My wife sent him the x-rays. He's like, you need to get her here as soon as possible. So we're going to actually drive back to Illinois tomorrow, and she's going to go in. If he can, he'll do it Monday, but he generally does his surgeries on Tuesday because, you know. Doctors get to set their own schedules and take all your money.
He's like, you got to get in right now.
But I can't do it Monday because I just don't do surgeries on Monday.
Like, I got to watch Raw.
Listen, yeah, right. You know? I got a tea time. So they finally open the courses again.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to this.
Yeah. It'd be weird. But anyway.
He's like, I heard watching my fingers.
You took the Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah.
Don't be a hypocrite. Yeah. Fix it as soon as possible. So anyway, so we got to go. She's got to go basically have it rebroken, which is awesome. And then reset and whatever else. So
they've had to do that to my nose. My nose is broken.
Yeah.
And I've had it broken since I'm about 16, 17 years old.
Wow. How'd you break it?
I got kicked in the face at an OFX
concert. That'll do it.
Which sounds so cool.
Sounds cool.
It does, but I couldn't breathe through my nose, so I didn't know.
Oh, so it didn't make a difference?
It made physical
it just
difference.
Hurt. Yeah,
it hurt.
Like, I got hurt.
But I couldn't, like, my breathing didn't change. But you can see there's like bump here. And when I went to go like be consulted for nasal surgery a number of years ago. They were like, you broke your nose.
Like, when did you break it?
And then it was like, oh yeah, that, because I remember the day after my mom being like, did you break your nose? Because it was crooked.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I just got kicked in the face. And by a stage diver.
Oh,
So, I mean, but I understand. And they told me, like, we're going to break your nose, like, when we do it again.
Were you awake when they did it?
Or no,
did
I've never done it. I've never done
it. Oh, you still haven't done it?
No.
Oh.
No, it's quite a surgery. And every time they take it, they're like, you know, it's real close to your brain, so we got to be careful. And every time they do that, I'm like, how bad do I want to breathe?
I have a wisdom tooth that, like, it doesn't bother me, but they're just like, well, we can take it out, but the root is so close to the nerve.
I have the same
it
thing.
It might be better not to. I'm like, then don't.
I have all of my wisdom teeth.
Yeah, I don't want to drool on myself the rest of my life or something.
I'll never forget this. My dentist said it's a 1 in 100 chance. And I was like, that is too low.
Right.
Like, I know 100 people.
If they gave you a bowl with 100 M&Ms and said, just one of them's poisonous, you're just not going to eat any right. of them. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
And so I haven't done a good it. M&M, but
they've said it's getting close to where I'm going to have to do it. Yeah. So look, folks, that's why watching my fingers is going to happen. That's why you're going to watch it on video, because I'm going to
like I said, we'll I'm going to get your nose. Yeah, right. So anyway, they have to put her under completely. So I
get it.
You know, it sucks. It's like, as I said, there are doctors in Tennessee, I've heard, but it's somebody we know. We have a relationship.
I realize is that's the husband thing to say.
Yeah.
Because I said that as well. My wife was like, well, you know, there are doctors here. And she was like, wah, wah, wah. I was like, okay, no. So you and Wendy are on, like, they've only lived here 3 weeks. Da-da. I was like, okay, yeah. I'm not defending. Look, it's just something happened. We said it in the conversation. Look, calm down.
Anyway, like Will or somebody said, yeah, but you know, this isn't even home yet. I mean, it is to me. This is home. This was home on the 27th, the minute we got. I have never been happier than the minute we crossed. This is God's country.
Well,
gosh dang it.
Well, welcome. We're so excited.
And as Jeffrey Martin posted in the free on your birthday Facebook group today, a map of all the states. And it's color-coded by which states the people want to get out of the most. And Illinois is, like, dark green, like, we want out. So.
My new neighbors are from Illinois.
Yeah, see?
So it happens. They're from Chicago.
We're taking over the South.
You're coming to our city.
Yeah,
we are, put your bang-bang in your wing-wang. Let me know.
Put bang-bang in your wing-wang. I don't know if we can say that on a family show. Maybe you can.
What does it say there, coming to your city? You know what I'm talking about? It's a Big and Rich song.
I know the Big and Rich song. Yeah. I don't know if he says put your bang-bang in your wing-wang. Maybe the other way around would be bad. That way's fine.
He says, like, if you want a
Grease
little...
just woke up.
If you want a little bang in your yin-yang, is what it says.
I don't know if that's better either, to be honest with you.
If you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
You can't say
along.
That anymore.
Well, we broke down in Greenville. That's the next line. I love that line. So as we were... by the way, if you want to hear the original 20 minutes...
I think it's illegal to do that in Greenville, actually.
If you want to hear the original 20 minutes that ends with this call, we are only going to put it out through the Patreon.
Yeah.
So you can hear kind of our first take at this, which I think has some other content in it as well. Like, we talked about other stuff. Largely, it's the same, but it does end with that. None of that, I have the recording, but I think the end is so terrifying.
Yeah, like, we listened, like, we thought it'd be funny, and then I listened, like...
It's kind of like a gut punch. Like, you're like, oh, like, everything was great until that one moment. And then you hear me being like, do you need anything? What can I do?
Right.
I sounded like like when your wife's water breaks. And you're like, what can I do?
I appreciate that. And ultimately, everything was fine.
A couple hours.
Now it's just it is what it is.
It was fine until they think they did it poorly. So since we've been recording, Kiss has just dropped a double platinum collection. And I collect this is the problem here. I collect the color vinyl they release.
Yes, that's my thing.
They just released picture discs, no color vinyl this time for double platinum. I already have the color vinyl double platinum, but these are way cooler. Here's the problem, and this is the problem with collecting. They released two different sets of picture discs. One is $60 for a double platinum set. Like, okay, that's a little expensive. The other, right here, for two discs, $200.
That's expensive.
And they've only made 500 of them.
Now, if you told me that was 60, I'd say that's reasonable.
That's cool. Yeah, for 60. But for 200 big ones. And the problem is, though, they've already got me hooked. So if I don't do it, then I don't have the whole collection. And this is the slippery slope of collecting.
Yes, it is. I know. Well, that's...
You know how much weight? I'll have to lose 40 pounds to afford this.
I was going to... Yeah, like... Yeah. It's amazing how something you never thought you'd want suddenly becomes like, I have to have this. Yeah.
Then again, I spent almost that on Congo toys.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I did, like, you were like, you want to get the Congo figures? I was like, no, I don't need Congo figures. Then the other night, I'm sitting there looking at the guy's sale when it went live going, oh, that Amy figure is pretty cool. She was a talking gorilla. Maybe I should have that.
You know, she talked less than I remember. When I was a kid, that was the main thing in the movie.
I'm kind of glad that she talked less because the voice is annoying.
Amy, yeah.
But as I told you, an interesting bit of trivia, the actress inside the Amy, spoiler alert, Amy in Congo is not a real gorilla.
Which, by the way, never questioned until a week ago, until you told me this. In my head, it was either an animatronic face on a body. I didn't know.
Well, I think it was.
Yeah, like the Ninja Turtles.
I think that's exactly right. I think the face was like a remote control puppet, but it was a person in the suit. It's a woman, an actress, who also is Queel in The Mandalorian. That I have spoken.
Oh, that's cool.
That Nick Nolte does the voice for.
I did not know
so
that.
So she had to actually sync her performance to the Nick Nolte vocal. She would hear it and then whatever. So,
you know, they said The Mandalorian, they're pretty much admitting now that is like never Pedro Pascal.
I know, almost never. I think the only thing that's him is when he takes the helmet off,
which is kind of a bummer.
But it's totally a bummer. That really disappointed me.
Like, I mean, I don't mind. I don't know why it's a bummer.
Don't say starring. Say starring those other two guys.
John Wayne.
They're doing all the work.
John Wayne's son.
Is that who that is,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's
why he has that part.
Like gunslinger moves to him.
Oh, I totally missed it. Well, that makes sense because they said one was good at this and one was good at like the walk or the gunfight or whatever.
And they did that in the new Brendan Fraser show, Doom Patrol.
Oh, Doom Patrol, yeah.
He also was never...
I think I knew, though.
But he said it. He actually, I was listening to a podcast this week with him, and he was like, you know what? I think that he didn't like the way The Mandalorian did it. He's like, that guy, and you forgot the actor's name, who was in the suit, he deserves as much credit
as I do. Yeah,
right.
For sure.
And he said, it would be ridiculous for me not to allow him to do that. He goes, he's the guy that's having to carry around an 80-pound suit.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, he just does the voice, and I haven't seen it, but I've seen clips. I think he did shoot some footage of before, because the character he plays is
he's a
robot.
In it.
Was a guy who had an accident and then they brought back to life as a robot, kind of like RoboCop.
Yeah, he said he gets to go into the studio and they'll like do like some kind of surreal moments where he's dreaming and those kind of things. He's himself. Yeah. He said, and then but I think they were actually saying this time Pedro Pascal in season two is going to be a lot more. One, because he was unmasked in the end of the first episode.
Yeah.
But also because there was issues, I have to look it up, but with the Emmy Awards and them considering him a lead actor.
Yeah, because he wasn't, I mean, he vocally did the performance, but yeah, that kind of bummed me out too.
I don't know why.
Yeah, because you want to believe it's him in there.
Yeah.
Because if an actor of any kind of actual name takes a part where their face is covered for 99% of it, I respect that.
Right.
I think it's something like that.
But that means he worked like a day.
He literally worked a day. And then although he did get hit in the face with a 2x4, according to that, the gallery show.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser said, like, he's like, it's the greatest. Like, even during quarantine, I just sit in my closet and record all the audio on my iPhone. He's like, it's awesome. He's like,
he does it on his phone?
Yeah. He said, they sit him a mic, it's connected to his phone. He's like, it's the dream gig.
I mean, I believe it. Cause I mean, I do episodes of my podcast on my phone and I mean, they don't sound perfect. Like they're not TV quality.
He's supposed to sound like a robot.
That's true. Actually, that's true. And they could probably do things to fix it. So.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy.
Wow. I need to see that show.
I do too. It started today on HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have HBO Max.
I don't either, but there's probably
But I ways. Think there's, if I'm an AT&T member, I get it for free or something.
Well, somebody said that if you subscribe to one of the eight, because HBO already had two streaming
services. Yeah, they'd go
and now.
Yeah.
One that you had to pay for, one you got because you had an HBO subscription. I think
Go you just had.
So I don't know. So maybe if you had now, you automatically have Max. I don't know. But anyway.
This is the kind of riveting content you're going to get.
Yeah.
And much more on our brand new show, Watching My Figures, available right now on Patreon to subscribe and be part of the community. Again, the reason we're doing that, obviously, it helps us out to keep the show going and to really grow a real community and to help our budget. But also, especially the show and tell nights, that I can't wait to do because there's a lot of people who I interact with on our Facebook groups, even the last year that we've been off, that I really enjoy talking to. It'll be cool to talk to those people. Especially right now, when everyone needs to be around people but can't, I think this is a great way to find like-minded people. Because not a lot of people are not, but like we're going into the studio, we're still working.
Yeah,
a lot of people are not still. A lot of people are still at home.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, this gives you an opportunity to have some personal connections and to share your journey with other people, and also share your weight loss journey and share your stuff.
Yeah,
and even what you want, wish lists. Oh man, it's gonna be fun. I can't wait. I talk to you about collectibles all the time, so I'm excited to share that with the world.
Me, I'm just psyched for the show, and I'm psyched to lose weight, too. So
flash forward to a year from now.
Yeah. Man, we were talking about somebody losing 100 pounds. Oh, you said you lost 100 pounds.
Someone talked about it.
Can you imagine?
I was also 25.
I can't imagine.
I was 25.
I
was 200 and I was 205 pounds or something like that.
I think at 25, I was like 270-something, and I thought, oh, I'm so fat. And now I'm like, can I get back to that?
My problem is you get a weird thing when you are as big as, I'm going to say us, I'm going to use that collectively,
fine.
And then you lose 100 pounds. What also is weird is the people who come up to you are like, you don't look well.
Oh, because you lost, yeah.
Are you sick? Are you sick? Like, I got that so much, it was almost a discouragement.
Oh, please feel free to tell me I look sick
someday. I did get a flashback, like one of those, like, or what is it called on Facebook, a memory? And it was like, first time fitting in a large and whatever. I was like, I haven't fit in the old 1L in a while here. Single L, not a...
I've definitely got some goal shirts. My wife's like, can I just take these to Goodwill? I'm like, no! Someday.
Someday that single L's coming back.
Someday those are going to... Look,
I'll be happy with a 1X.
I got to get to a single X.
I'll be happy with a 2X.
Yeah, and I'll be thrilled.
Yeah, so I mean, let's set our goals.
Yeah.
So the first goal is to get our first $100 from our wives to buy
that's 20 pounds. All right.
And we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right, should we wrap up?
I think this is... I don't think it's going to get any better.
Tell us what you think about this, too. We're still in the infancy of this, but we're excited to be back and talk about something we love.
If you're going to join along in the journey, you know.
And we're learning about collectibles, too. Now that people know that I'm doing this, a few of my close friends, like I got a message today from my buddy Chris Wilkins. He sent me a thing that was just like, you got to go check out the G.I. Joe Instagram right now. And G.I. Joe was not really my thing, but then I was looking at it, I was like, oh, buddy.
Suddenly it starts becoming a thing.
Oh, buddy, Hasbro Pulse, I'm in.
I know. I got an email about the Funko is putting out Minions Universal Monster Pops. It's a mashup. They're Minions.
Minions?
Dressed. They're the Minions, but they're dressed as monsters.
So they're Funko Pops.
Funko Pops of Minions dressed like... as Universal Monsters. So there's a Minion as the Bride, there's a Minion as the Creature from the Black Lagoon, there's a Minion as the Mummy, and there's a Minion as Frankenstein.
I gotta see this Creature of the Black Lagoon Minion.
So I'm like, I don't really care about Minions. I mean, I like the movies, my kids love, but I'm like, I kind of want those now.
Creature of the Black Lagoon.
They're in my cart. I haven't pulled the trigger because it's pre-sale right now.
Yeah, the pre-sales always get me. Like right now, there's a Ranger Slayer figure I want, his Power Ranger figure, and I totally forgot to pre-order it. And now it's like $45.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Usually if it's only pre-sale, I won't do it because my short-term attention.
I know, same here. I'm like, I won't care.
Yeah, I won't. I'll realize it was a dumb idea.
I felt the same way. And then my buddy, same guy, Chris, he's like, oh, check out this figure. I was like, dang it. Because I actually have some of those Power Ranger Legacy figures and I did want it. And I looked it on eBay immediately and it was like $45 or $50. Here, I did find a hidden gem. This is for you guys in the Orlando area. If you're looking for Marvel Legends figures, and you happen to have an annual pass or something to Universal Orlando Resort, the Islands of Adventure store, due to how low attendance is right now, the Spider-Man store has a ton of, they had cases of the Stan Lee figure. I should have bought two.
Those
are going for like $50, $60 right now online, and they have cases of them retail.
Did you find it? Here.
I see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm good.
Yeah, it was enough. That's why I was like, well, I actually like the Frankenstein. I think I like the Frankenstein one.
Yeah, it just doesn't
better.
Look like the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
No.
I did order my first Geeky Tiki,
though. Well, I don't think they can call it that either, though. Like, I'm not sure.
Are these not licensed? Universal?
I mean, I don't know. That's a good question.
I think Minions is Universal.
It is, but that doesn't... Oh, yeah. Let's see. Celebrate Funkoween with Universal Minion Monsters Pop Vinyls. Well, but how would you make a Minion look like the Creature? The Gilman.
Then why even try?
Well,
these are the hot talk conversations you're going to hear.
This is it. It's riveting. I know. How do they? Well, all right. Anyway,
have you ever gone down the Geeky Tiki? Like, have you ever purchased any of those?
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the tiki mugs that are like
pop culture.
I have not. I came very close at Wizard World last summer. There was a booth that's all they were selling, and they had ones you couldn't really get anymore.
Yeah,
I came very close, but I was like, I don't.
What was the one you almost bought?
I almost bought a Hellboy.
Because
I had bought there was a guy that was doing, had these 3D printed.
I feel like my Congo is your Hellboy now.
They're Buddha statues that he 3D prints, but of like geek characters. So I got one that's Hellboy, but with a Buddha body. He's got all the Star Wars characters with Buddha bodies and stuff like that. But I'm not even like I don't read the Hellboy comics or anything. I just like the movies a lot. I just like the character in general, but.
And I pre-ordered the first time ever. I got the Kiss ones, obviously, the set of Kiss Geeky Tiki.
Oh,
I pre-ordered
that's right.
Those.
You showed me those.
Those don't come
cool.
for like a month. But again, that hit me in all the spats.
There's some things that even if it's not a fandom that I'm that into, if it's just cool looking, it's just cool looking.
That's
and
how
those,
I feel too.
Those are in that category for sure.
Or I sent you, and I like that you like that a lot of collectors don't, is I sent you yesterday that Halloween jack-o'-lantern.
That was cool.
What is Masters of the Universe kind of style figure?
It's a master. It's almost a He-Man body.
Yeah,
but with a jack-o'-lantern head.
And it's some guy on Etsy selling them, like vintage Halloween stuff, but it's not vintage.
He called it like Halloween Man or something. Yeah. The way he wrote it was like Heat Man, but...
Because a lot of people don't like customs.
Oh, yeah, I can see that, especially if it's a custom of just something someone made up.
Right.
Like some people I know do custom figures of characters you know that just don't exist.
Yeah.
This is something some guy just made up out of thin air.
I kind of like it, though.
I did, too. But I was like, what would I do?
Some customs I dig.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to dig into that too. So the custom world.
Oh, yeah. That's like a whole other lane.
Oh, yeah. And part of me is like, is it destroying the original collectible? Or, you know, there's a moral conundrum I have with customs. We'll get to that on another show, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Should we wrap up?
I think so. We're good.
How did we used to end this? You used to enjoy your lunch or something?
We used to enjoy your lunch.
Hope you enjoyed your lunch.
We never really came up with an ending to Free on Your Birthday.
Every day is your birthday or something like that, right?
Yeah. So we're going to come up with something for this new show.
Yeah. Help us with the end tagline.
And also a new theme song.
Yeah. We'll get with Dylan.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just do it. I'll go boom, bop, doom. That was just a bop. I don't know why I just did a bop. No, I was trying to just do a little, what do you call that?
Are there Hanson collectibles?
Let's
not go down that road.
I'm sure there are. Oh, no, I know there are.
The Hansons?
My brief time that I knew them, they would, yeah, the Hansons, they'd sell chocolates. They'd sell rings and
I know
things.
They have a beer. Hops.
Mm-hmm. And they have other stuff. There's collectibles for everything, man.
Oh, I know.
So that's the thing is we're not just going to limit this to action figures and pop culture. If you have, I know one of our listeners has a collection of cookie cutters.
That's right.
We'll talk
you
about
tell
it.
Me about that.
You could showcase that
actually,
show and tell.
Since I'm going home, the one thing I didn't get before I left, because I just saw it the day before we left, was Jim Beam for this summer put out a bottle with a Cubs label. I think they probably do it in every city, but the Cubs.
Yeah, I think I remember. I think I got a Braves one for my buddy Dave Adams.
Yeah, I'll grab one of those. And problem is, you know, if I buy a bottle of Jim Beam, it, just like a toy, I'm not going to leave it. I'm going to open it.
Yeah,
I'm going to.
You want it loose?
So I'll just fill it with iced tea when I'm done. But it breaks. Exactly, but it breaks that label. There is like a little label ribbon. I don't want, but whatever. So it's Jim Beam. Doesn't have to be pristine.
No. What you should do is you do it, and then there's a guy who makes lamps out of them.
That's right. Maybe you'll make a lamp.
It's a collectible. I electrocuted myself recently with one of his. Not his fault.
No.
I just had it plugged in and put my finger in it, saw what happened.
Yeah, generally not a good idea with electricity.
No, but it wasn't working. And he was like, try this. And he put unplug it first. Yeah, I didn't read that part.
Yeah.
I got a nice jolt.
Let's just put it in the sink while you're at it.
And then they turned. Then I got turned into a robot person. Now I'm the star of Doom
now
Patrol.
Now you're the star of Doom Patrol.
All right. Let's end. How do we end?
Well,
what should we say when it comes to the what's the show called Watching My Figures again? Yeah. Check out patreon.com/watchingmyfigures, watching with a G. I know I say watching,
yeah,
Watching My Figures. We're going to have it up on watchingmyfigures.com. It's going to be on your podcast apps, so look for it when we tell you. It's the first episode will be there, but we could say Watching My Figures, where we're losing weight
and gaining stuff.
I like it, I like that. That's all right. Good. All right, we'll talk to you next time.
All right, bye. Goodbye,
enjoy your lunch. For the last time.
What's a bagai gang?
Bagai gang!
Bagai gang!
That could be it.
All right, bagai!
Who's that chicken?
I know.